Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Serwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Walt Stutzman about the Foreign Exchange Student Program. So you're still looking for host families for foreign exchange students, correct?
That is correct. Mm-hmm.
So how can people help out with that?
Well, they can give me a call at 319-461-1462, and we can chat about it and get them some information.
So how do you decide who gets to be the foreign exchange students?
Well, we have a pool. They get to pick. At this point, we still have enough that they have some choices. We have some placed already at Mid Prairie. We place about 150 in different pods across the country. WorldLink does. And I'm just one of the coordinators for this area.
Where are the students from that you're trying to place?
Okay, we've got some from the Middle East, from like the West Bank. We've got some from Pakistan. And then we've got from Europe. We have Ukrainians, some from the Republic of Georgia, Kyrgyzstan. That's some choices, yeah.
So why would you tell people to host foreign exchange students?
It gives the host family experience with a foreign culture, with a different culture life, because they also learn from the student about the student's home culture. But it's also then to educate the student about how America really works and I guess what our lifestyle is, more so than what the world news may portray. It's a real life experience in the Midwest.
What are the requirements for people to be a host family?
Well, they have to have a bedroom for the student and a bed, a place to study, and just a good home environment. They don't have to have students their age. We have some people that the kids are all gone out of the house and they want to still have that experience. We also have families that haven't had any children yet host in the past. It's a real mixture.
What's the deadline for becoming a host family?
Well, we like to have all the students here before school starts, and they don't get to come until they have a host family. So I'm going to say I have placed as late as the first week of August, and it's been okay because they usually come then about the 20th, the 28th, somewhere in there. That sometimes the first week of school they arrive. We like to have them here before school starts, just so that they can get orientated with school with the other new students.
Okay, how many students are you currently looking to place?
I still have three or four that I could place, two in Highland. I could do another one at Mid Prairie and another one in IMS.
Would the student have to be a Christian student in order to attend IMS?
No. What we have to do, since it's a Christian school, we have to let the parent of the student know that and have to get their approval. We've had some Muslim students that attended IMS in the past, and I mean, they're not forced to change a religion or anything, and it's just to learn another culture.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Walt Stutzman. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Serwinski with KCII News.